And good morning and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner here at Applebee's on the I-75 Business Spur in Sioux, Michigan. And on the corner today, we'll talk with the new athletic director at Souria High School, Pat Bennin, will join us. Second half of the show, we'll play back a chat we had with the executive director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, Mark Ewell. All that along with This Week in High School Sports, what's on deck towards the bottom of the program, all that much more. But first, to the scores that matter from last night. We start Thursday night, though, of course, a recap quickly of Sioux High football knocking off the Grayling Vikings 16-7. Blue Devils are 2-0 on the season. They host Sheboygan in Week 3 at the Van Sitters Field. 7 o'clock kickoff, 6:35 with the kickoff show on Radio Sioux. Yours truly will have the call. Friday night scores from last night, it was St. Ignace taking Johannesburg. Lewiston Oak back behind the woodshed, 48-0. Saints are off to a 2-0 start. Brimley wins on the road, 66-18 at Mid-Peninsula. Munising, they're going to be tough in eight-man football. They blank Newbury, 14-0 at home. Rudyard slams Rapid River, 63-0. Sheboygan falls to Boyne City, 43-18. Traverse City-St. Francis squeaks by Jackson Lumen Christie, 42-35. Richmond-Burton, Illinois, crushes Menominee, 61-6. And Stevenson, 58-22. Passed on to Nagana. Light night in football, of course, a lot of games for Thursday, a few today as well. Lake State volleyball in Missouri for an invitational there, falling to Southwest Baptist 3-0. Emily McDaniel led all Lakers with 7 kills. Lakers taking on Missouri Western State, and that's going on right now, and then they'll take on Drury a little bit later today, about 1 o'clock. NOJHL exhibition hockey last night. Sioux Eagles ice Kirkland Lake 3-2. Timmins 1-0 over Naval Grads. And meanwhile, Collingwood blanks Timmins 5-0. Hurst drops Cochrane 7-2. And Renfrew ices Powison by a score of 6-1. OHL exhibition hockey. And last night in exhibition play in the O, it was Hamilton 6-5 past Erie. And Guelph trips up Mississauga in action last night as well. Sioux Greyhounds, they will host Sudbury in exhibition play at the GFL Memorial Gardens 7:07 tonight on the north side of the St. Mary's. Sioux AAA Indians hockey, they will start this weekend with a pair of exhibition games against the Green Bay Junior Gamblers, 5 p.m. at the Able Arena today, and then 10 a.m. tomorrow also at the Able Arena for the Sioux AAA Indians. They then will head next week, about the middle of next week, to the Tier 1 Showcase in the Detroit area. Those are the scores that matter here on Coach's Corner, live from Applebee's. And when we return here at Applebee's in the Business Spur in Sioux, Michigan, you'll hear from the, of course, athletic director from Sioux Area High School. That's Pat Bennin. And we'll hear from Pat in 2 minutes' time here on 1230 WSOO. Welcome back here to Coach's Corner here at Applebee's. And, of course, here at Applebee's, they're open for lunch and all the way through the dinner hour. And, of course, perhaps a late-night snack all the way to 11 p.m. Tonight. They'll have, of course, we're in the sports bar. They'll have college football on all day. Michigan plays at noon. And, of course, the big game tonight, Notre Dame-Ohio State. Is that on tonight? Yeah, that's on tonight. It's prime time, baby.
Prime time.
You got that one at prime time. Dave Watson here at Coach's Corner, joined by Pat Bennin, the Sioux High Athletic Director, new Sioux High Athletic Director. And, Pat, so far off to a good start, and we'll start with talk about the football game the other night and the activities. You were running around there, hustling around, making sure everything went without a hitch. I thought it was a pretty good game as far as the game itself, and as far as everything went off without a hitch, no real glitches to speak of, and a beautiful night for football, a Blue Devil win, a good night all around on Thursday night.
It absolutely was. It was a perfect night for football. You know, we got to kick off our home opener, and like you said, you know, we had a pretty good crowd there that night, and considering Labor Day weekend and all the activities that are going around, I thought it was a very nice turnout, and obviously winning 16-7, you know, it makes it all that much better. So a good start for our opening night, and now we just want to continue to build on that with all our sports.
I wanted to mention this because I brought it up during the start of the broadcast for folks coming in to the field. I know the Sioux High has been very public about this on the Facebook page and getting the word out that if you go to a Sioux High event this year, it's all on GoFan and GoFan.com. And, of course, that's what pretty much everything's going to nowadays. You get a ticket, it's all on your phone or whatever, right, at the fingertips, and that's there's no more hard tickets, things of that nature. And, of course, you had a lot of good volunteers at the game the other night. I saw a lot of your basketball players that you had there helping folks traverse through that, and that if they're technology challenge like yours truly, you had a lot of folks there to help. Sounded like that went without a hitch. There's been a few glitches early on, but that's going to happen with technology. But GoFan.com is the way you're going to be able to get into Blue Devil events this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, from my perspective or any perspective, it's very nice. It's a handy setup. You don't have to worry about, you know, at halftime going down, shutting down a ticket window and getting the cash and where you're going to – and then, you know, putting that somewhere and all that type of stuff that goes on. And there's always a few glitches along the way. You know, we're going to have chip readers there at that you can just stick your credit card in and buy it that way. So that, you know, I think it's very beneficial. And like you said, that's kind of the way you went. I've gone to the PGA events now, and even in a lot of them.
Oh, high roller PGA events.
Well, I don't have to pay for the tickets normally, so it's kind of really nice. But, you know, everything's on your phone everywhere you go. Same thing with going on an airline. It's kind of the way of the world that, you know, and we got people there. We're going to help you out. We're not going to turn anybody away at the game saying, hey, we'll figure something out. We'll figure a way to get you in there. We knew there was going to be a few bumps along the way, but every athletic director, when I talk to them about this situation, is big thing is just stay the course for a month, and it'll work itself out, and everybody will understand what's going on. And, you know, our pass sales are way up from last year, so people have gotten ahead of the game on it, and it is a nice setup. And if you noticed, I mean, the line was moving pretty fluidly on that game. There wasn't lines out to the city garage trying to get there. They got them through, and it does take a little bit of volunteers, but this is going to work out. And, you know, we knew there would be a few little bumps along the way, but it's going to be a good thing for our school. And, you know, everybody's been pretty receptive to it, you know, and it changes sometimes difficult, but this is a good thing for us.
GoFan.com, that's where you have to go, and it's the links are, of course, pretty easy to find, you right at your fingertips. And, of course, there'll always be folks at Sioux High to help you navigate through that if you're having difficulties being able to get through that as well. So we got that out of the way, and so far, so good with the fall sports underway, Pat. It is pretty much everything is started up and running, from soccer to football to cross country to volleyball. You pretty much have anything on the fall plate up and running.
Yeah, everything has been going off. You know, we've done every team has played. You know, Thursday night we obviously got a good win against Grayling. Our JV football team won on Wednesday. Soccer beat Kingsley 7-0. You know, our volleyball went up to Marquette, and they won in 3. Cross country had a nice showing down in Birch Run at the early bird invitational that they're in. I think they've got about a week off before they're going to kick back up again. Volleyball is off this week, but we'll start playing again next week. So, you know, everything's going good. We got a lot of old veteran coaches there with Jim Martin, Scott Menard, Al MacArthur. They made that my life easy. We got a new volleyball staff that I'm really excited about with Steph Lynn. She's brought in some good energy, some new coaches that are around, and it's just been a good start to this fall season. It's been exciting. It's a new challenge that I like. It's just something different. And one thing I've learned as athletic director, just when you think got everything ready to roll, something comes along. But, you know, that's part of the gig, and that's what everybody's told me, is things will come up. But, you know, what I like is it's something different every day. It's not the same routine. There's a new challenge or something going along. And, you know, I like what the direction our athletic department and our athletic programs are heading right now.
You know, a lot of times when an athletic director comes in, they come in and not flying blind, but it's they're having to learn a lot. You are ahead of the game because you were a lot of times as far as a tournament director or what have you, a host, you know, with Steve Lockwood all the way back to Tony Haller couldn't be there. A lot of times you would help out and run the event, especially basketball, because that's your forte. So, yeah, you kind of had a ahead of the game, and you've been around this athletic program, all these athletic programs, for a long time as well.
Yeah, and that is an advantage. I did know the inner workings of most of the games, on how things would run. I've done cross country before. I've managed those. I've done soccer, football, baseball, softball. So I had that idea. I understood the athletic portion. The behind-the-scenes stuff was kind of new to me, but I'll give credit, and again, a shout-out to our former AD and Steve Lockwood. He left me a good plan on what you need to get done each month through. Make sure you get this done. Make sure you have that done. So, you know, I mean, he left this in great shape and be able to just kind of walk in and get going on things. And, you know, it's been fun. I really enjoy it. I love sports. I love athletics. And, you know, when that job came available, I thought, you know what, it's something I've always thought about doing, and never the timing never seemed to be right, but this time it just seemed like the right opportunity to get involved. And the big thing is here, I think I've done it as a coach, and I think all our coaches do this. It's not about us; it's about those kids, and we have some really great kids out there, Dave, that are phenomenal student athletes, and we want to promote them and get them out in the community and get that community to understand what Sioux High Sports is all about and get our brand out there, and that's one of my major focus this year. I mean, there's a lot of things you could always do, but I thought the big thing that I want to focus on this year is get that those kids out in the community, get that those crowds back into the game, and get the community behind the students. And the big thing is I can walk in, or Mr. Menard or Al MacArthur or Jim Martin can walk into a business and say, hey, come out. But if you take kids and get them down there, generally, people don't say no to kids,
no.
You know, and we have a lot of great ambassadors to our school that are playing sports, and it's one of my major focus this year is to get that spotlight on them. They're great kids out there, and I think sometimes kids have gotten a bad rap, you know, and they don't need to. They're doing a great job out there, and they're just great ambassadors for our community and for our school, and so that's one of the big things we're going to focus on this year.
Pat Bennin, Sioux High Athletic Director, with us here on Coach's Corner at 11:19. And, Pat, you know, I'm not surprised with what you just said because, you know, you've always been a champion of that and saying, you know, we have to make sure, you know, to get community involvement. And I could tell her right away, you know, to try to, you know, add some excitement and, you know, put some bells and whistles. I chuckled at what you showed me the other night after the third quarter. You did the jump around with the Camp Randall thing, University of Wisconsin, just to get the students involved. And that's the one thing at Sioux High that I've always, the last several years, is we've had really good student support at games, very good student sections as well. And when you know, embrace that, and, you know, that just gets them going even more.
It does. And I you know, I have some athletes that have jumped on board with this and have gotten it going. I'm even on Instagram now, and I didn't know anything about it, but, you know, I'm learning that,
and
we've created a student section page for kids to get in there, and they're going to see what's going on. One of my things this week when school starts, I'm going to go over to the middle school, and because I when I was walking around, you said, you weren't up in the press box a lot. Well, I walked around and just kind of took a tour of the stands, and I walked over to the far left, and there's about, you know, 40 or 50 middle school students sitting over there, and they're loud, and they are into the game, and I'm like, hey, you guys need to be down on this end with the student section. So that's one of the things I'm going to go over and talk to them about is get involved. And I've already talked to the high school kids about it. Hey, we want a big student section. And that doesn't necessarily just have to be high school students. The middle school students can get involved in this stuff as well. And, you know, we've themed games. We're trying whatever. We've got a nickname. We're the Screaming Demons student section. That was not mine, by the way. That was I got to give Coach Menard credit for that one. He came up with the idea of Screaming Demons. And
wow.
We've kind of run with it.
Slow squirrel comes up with an acorn once in a while.
But, you know, it's been one of those things. And I think high school sports, it's supposed to be fun. And whether you're playing or in the stands, we want to create that atmosphere. We want this to be a great experience for all these kids. So if you're not on the field and you're up in that stands, we're going to do it with integrity, but we're going to be loud and we're going to get fired up. And, you know, hopefully we saw that student section, but I want it to grow. I want it to become big. I want it to be one of those things where people say, hey, let's get involved. Let's go to the game tonight. Let's go to that basketball game. Let's go to the volleyball games. Let's go to the football games. And it should be a fun activity, you know, where there are lots of things going on. And, we're trying to get things in terms of that. And we're doing different. And beyond that, we're doing things with the community. You know, we did a staff appreciation game where we invited all the school staff, not just teachers, everybody, to come to the game. This coming Friday, seeing it's close to 9/11, we're going to do a veterans recognition night along with first responders and anybody that's a veteran or a first responder. We're going to let you into the game. We're going to do some things with that. My booster club's been instrumental with that as well. So, I think the more you can do to get people to the games, and then they get to see these kids, and then our coaches putting on the product they're putting on out on the field or on the courts or wherever, people come back. You got to get them there first. If you get them there, then you got to keep them there, but getting them there is half the battle.
Getting them there, if they have fun watching the game, and then you got them hooked, and that's the name of the game. It's all about promotion and thinking outside the box. You know, Pat, I want to, of course, talk about the fall sports teams individually, and we'll start with soccer because, you know, Al MacArthur texted me the other night on that win, and I was really happy to see that, and Al's worked extremely hard, him and his staff have, to build that soccer program up, a 7-0 win at Kingsley, and you know, he texted me the score, and we announced it, Ryan and I did a couple times, and he said he appreciated it because he said the bus just roared when they heard that. And, you know, soccer is one of those sports that perhaps isn't the headline sports that gets the bulletins, you know, news at 11, film at 11 type thing. But you know what? That was such a nice win, a statement win for that program that has really worked really hard the last several years.
Yeah, Al's doing a tremendous job. And, I've been at a few of his practices, just kind of walking around, see what's going on. And, you know, he'd tell me every time, man, it's going to be a struggle this year. It's going to be a struggle this year. And I said, listen, it's not all about wins and losses. It's about what you do with your kids and what the experience they're having. And trust me, I know what it's like coaching. You want to win. And he got a win down, and he beat Pinconning 1-0 in the Alpena tournament. And then he was able to knock off Kingsley 7-0. And, you know, every time I see that, it's great to see. I mean, you see that hard work pay off. And he's got a young team. You know, they're not a lot of older kids there. And he was prepared for this. But when you got a win like that, great for them. And, you know, Al does just a great job with that program, and he gives a good experience for the kids.
We've seen it before, and, you know, so we had Scotty on last week, Scott Menard, the Blue Devil football coach, and he talked about how proud he is of the inner working with the different coaches and all the programs, you know, as far as collaborating together. And nobody has done that more than Al MacArthur with the football program the last couple of years. You know, of course, lending, I guess you'd say, a player to be a kicker. Ethan McDonald is the young man this year. Cole Hawker last year. And that says something because, you know, a lot of coaches, were, you can understand if they don't want to do it, you know, to lend or put to another program, you know, the possibility of getting hurt or whatever the case is. But that says something, really the classy move it is for Al, and to be able to work with another program like that.
Yeah, and I think you're seeing that more and more. That was one of the things that when I first came here, it was hard for me to get the grasp on it because coming from a smaller school, everybody just kind of worked together, and here it seemed like things were kind of separated. But I think that has grown over the last 10 to 15 years through the direction of a lot of athletic directors that have preceded me. And you see that support. Like when you go to these games, you see other coaches there, and they know those kids out there. And, you know, whether it's the hockey coaches or the basketball coaches or the volleyball coaches or the cross-country coaches or soccer, like you said, they're willing to share. They're willing to work together. And you're not going to be successful as an athletic program unless you're all willing to be in it together, because it's hard enough. Hard enough if you're just doing this job, but if you're all splintered, it's really, really difficult. And I think that has really grown over the last few years since I've been here, where you see the support from other coaches and other programs, and that's a great thing for us.
Pat Bennin with us here on Coach's Corner, Sioux High Athletic Director, and now we'll talk a little bit about cross country. Jimmy Martin, here's a guy that's, you know, one of the longest tenured coaches up there at Sioux High, and the energy he still brings. And, of course, always puts out really good cross-country runners.
Year in and year out. And I believe Jim is the longest tenured coach in our system right now. And he's a veteran of it, and he really does put his heart and soul into it. You can see it every day. There's not a lot of people that I think can get kids fired up to run 3.1 miles. I know you and I couldn't do it.
Oh, no.
But he does it, and he gets those kids ready.
I might be able to if there's a pizza the other end.
Maybe. But you'd probably walk like I would, too. But he does do that, and he gets those kids fired up, and he gets them energized, and he's constantly building his programs, and he's willing to, you know, take his kids places. Like, you know, they went down to Birch Run. They're going to go to Holly. They're going to go to Jackson. So he gives those kids that experience of what it's like in other places. He doesn't just set himself up here, you know, and they win year in and year out. I don't know how many conference titles they've won in a row, and he's won a lot of UP championships along the way, and he's had a lot of great runners coming through, and he's got some great runners on his team this year. And, you know, I always tease Jim to slow down for a second and actually enjoy that. You know, he's going 100 miles an hour all the time, and I always tell him, hey, just take a step back for a second and enjoy what you've done with this program, because you've done a great job with it.
Well, I was, very pleased, you know, when he had that group of girls and they won the UP championship, I think 3-4 years ago. We had him on right after that. And I'll tell you what, a week later, he was still beaming like it was yesterday in Munising when they did that at the Pictured Rocks Golf Course. And you know, watching it from the peripheral, like, I do in this case, it just makes you feel good to see, you know, somebody like that that is really good at their craft, works really hard, and then you see the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow for him. And because he was coaching a long time before, you know, he was able to get a UP championship.
He was, and it does take time, and it takes effort, and it takes hard work. That's the one benefit of sitting here as athletic director is that I've coached. And, you know, it's never easy, and it takes hard work to be successful. There's no shortcuts to being good. And Jim Martin is the epitome of that. I mean, you're right. It took him a long time to get that success, but he's seen it. It's paid off, and it's nothing done but just pure hard work by him.
You mentioned volleyball. They had a little bit of a pause. As schedule-wise, they'll get kicked up here again pretty soon. And, of course, the new coach this year is Stephanie Lynn.
Yeah, and, you know, I like the energy she's bringing in. She's wanted to, you know, have this opportunity a couple times. And, you know, it just didn't work out, but this is her opportunity here. And she's brought in, some good kids. Faith Kreiderman is back coaching the freshman, but she's got a girl by the name of Callie Applett that played volleyball for 4 years at Ashland. It was very successful there, and she's come in. She had 1 year coaching experience at JV in Ohio, down at the high school in Ohio, and she's brought her in. She works for the Sioux Tribe, and what a benefit to have. And then Julia Beaumont's back helping, and okay. She's got Faith Winterowski. So she's got some, you know, new energy, some different blood in there. I've the one thing I've done is stopped through and the practices, and I always tell them, hey, I just want to see what's going on. I want to know what's going on, and it's nothing, anything, I'm not looking at anything. I just like to see it. I love watching practice because, you know, as a coach, and then I'll take my athletic director hat off for a second. As a coach, if you go to somebody else's practice, you might pick something up you're going to do down the road. So you learn to steal from other coaches. But, you know, I think that program.
Steal a few recipes, if you will.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, good coaches learn to steal from other coaches. But the big thing I've watched and learned from that, and I just like the energy they have. And, you know, they ended up in they lost in the semifinals to their own opening tournament. And then they were able to go up and beat Marquette in three. You know, they struggled with a lost in four to Gaylord at home. But Gaylord, you know, that's a very good volleyball team that is down in Gaylord right now. But you could see it. And the kids, when I go in there, the energy level is very good, and the kids are having fun, and I go down to the JV, and they're the same type of atmosphere. So that program, I think, you know, I'm hoping that stability stays. You know, we've had a lot of coaches over the last 4 years switching in and out just by pure attrition or other things happening. And so the big thing there is that stability, and that's one of the things I told her. I said, I want you, if you're going to take this and look at it as being for the next 5 to 10 years and how you're going to build that program. And, you know, so far Steph's done a great job with it.
Pat Bedden with us here on Coach's Corner, Sioux High Athletic Director. Blue Devil football off to a good start. Nice to see the JVs get a win. Herb Maloney's squad getting a win the other night in Grayling, and then the sweep with the win by the Scott Menard's varsity the other night, 16-7 or 16 unanswered points. They're off to a 2-0 start.
They are, and in all reality, this is just the honest truth with this. Football, and like my old uncle Norbert always said, football's the catalyst to everything. If things are going well in football, it seems like the school's going well.
Isn't that funny?
It is. And, I mean, that's no knock on any other sport. It's just the way it is sometimes.
It's the cherry on top of the sundae.
It is. And, you know, it was great to see them get their second win. You know, I went up to Escanaba, and I thought they played outstanding. And I heard a lot of people say, well, you know, they struggled a little bit against Grayling. I thought that was a good football game. From a football standpoint, I know it wasn't an offensive showcase, but from a pure football standpoint, it was fun to watch. I mean, it had a lot of drama in it, and the game was back and forth, and I thought both teams played extremely well. And we came out on top, which is great for us. And then to go down in the JV, I know Herb and John Burke have been working their tails off with that crew as well. And to get that win, I teased them. I said, good thing you won. I didn't have to fire you on tomorrow. And then Herb thought that was a little bit funny. But you Notre Dame people, that's a whole other story. But, it was great to see that they got that win and see their hard work pay off. And, you know, it's not all about wins and losses, Dave. It really isn't. But there's a lot of excitement when you win, and you can really put a lot of people in the stands the more you win. And that's why I'm really excited for this week. We only have one home event. I mean, some people say that's an athletic director's dream, and sometimes it is when that first week of school. So we got that whole week to build it up. We're hoping on Friday we get a huge crowd down there, and watch us play our rivals in Sheboygan and just have some fun and get that excitement going. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to this week and see where things take off. And then volleyball will be back at home next week, and we got other things going on. And there's just a lot of things going, and, you know, I'm excited to see what happens here in the next month or two. And I think the football program's in great shape right now. They got a lot of great opportunities ahead of them. I know it was one game at a time, and the way things played out last year, in all reality, with the way the playoff system is, and that we could talk an hour about that alone and the pros and cons of it. Every game right now is a big game for the football team.
They all matter.
They all matter. And Scott and I laugh, but we he teases me, your regular season means nothing. And he's right when it comes to basketball. It really doesn't. And I said, but in the same sense, I could go 20-0 and I lose the first game of the districts. I can't coach my way out of a paper bag. So, I mean, it's just what it is. So, you know, and right now every game matters with that football team. So that's why we want to get people there. That's why we need to support there. Home field advantage. I mean, we want to see that. We want to get that.
It was a good crowd the other night, and they were loud.
And they were loud. And I think that's a big factor in what we want to do. And, you know, we got this game coming up, and then next week we got a Saturday game. And I do have to put one little plug in for that. Is after that football game, our booster club.
I was going to bring it up.
Okay. Our booster club is having a fundraising event, a pub night. We got a lot of great silent auction prizes. I believe there's a Jim Harbaugh signed football. There's a Tom Izzo signed basketball. And every team's trying to get a basket together. And, you know, from 7 to 9, they're going to have a little meet and greet type cocktail hour or whatever with appetizers and things. And then from 9 to 11, there's a band coming in. So it's going to be at the CC Hall.
Saturday, September 17th.
Right after the football game. So I think, you know, there's a lot of fun things going on right now. And we just want to get people involved and see them come to the games and get excited about Sioux High sports. And, you know, like I told somebody, we want when you drive downtown, go down Ashburn, that you see Sioux High support all over the place. And it's not going to happen overnight, but that is a big goal for us. And we want that to happen as an athletic department.
Sounds good, Pat, and I think you're off to a pretty good start. Thanks for taking time to talk to us. Great stuff here on Coach's Corner, and of course we'll be having you back numerous times, whether it's the coach's hat or the athletic director's hat.
Yes, just remember, when I'm a coach at that point.
Okay. So, hey, athletic director Bennett, what's your thoughts on Coach Bennett?
That's not an allowed question.
All right. Thank you very much, Pat.
All right,
that's
thanks,
Pat Bennett. The athletic director at Surrey High School. We'll take a break, a two-minute timeout, and then you'll hear coming up from This Week in High School Sports. Mark Ewell is also waiting in the wings. We'll play that interview for you here before we leave for the day as well. This Week in High School Sports coming up in 2 minutes' time. It's Coach's Corner from Applebee's on 1230 WSOL. Welcome back to Coach's Corner, presented by Applebee's. I'm your host, Dave Watson, and with us now here on the corner is an old friend that we've had on the last few years, and this is a perfect time to have him on. That's the Executive Director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, Mark Ewell. We say good morning to Mark, and Mark, I'm sure we're all ready for another sports year, as it's already underway with the fall season already upon us.
Absolutely. Good morning to you, Dave, and all your listeners. Yeah, it's hard to believe you know, as of this morning, we now have 2 weeks of the football season in the books. Soccer and volleyball and cross country and tennis and golf have, you know, now been going on. Heck, we're nearing the 1 month mark. So, yeah, off and running. And, you know, what's really neat about this September is this feels as normal as anything has, you know, prior to COVID. So that's a good thing that, you know, the issues and challenges we've been dealing with as the school year has started have been what I call normal controversies again. It's been eligibility questions and just kind of the normal start of the school year stuff. It's been so refreshing to not talk about a pandemic. And so that's why you can probably hear the optimism in my voice.
We won't touch on it a lot because I don't want to jinx it, Mark, but it is nice, isn't it? Because we've had a lot of conversations you have had with the media throughout Michigan about what ifs and when can we play this, that, and the other. And like you said, this is as normal as I guess we can be able to say we have been to since pre-pandemic.
Absolutely. You know, every question I've had about a mask the last month has been about a face mask in football. And, you know, distancing questions in sports about, like, volleyball have dealt with rotations and not about social distancing. And, no, it's been full speed ahead, not just for our kids and our coaches, but for fans and spectators. And I'm telling you, the groups I have felt terrible about the last 2 years have been all of the other groups connected to sports and really specifically football. You know, we've had schools that have had no marching band the last 2 years just because of the precautions with the virus. They've stayed away. Cheerleading teams and dance teams. And it really finally feels like this fall, not just is football and everything directly associated with that back, but all the other groups who are part of, you know, kind of the Friday Night Lights and in towns and cities all across our state. And it's good to see all of those groups back at full speed, too. And that's why, you know, this fall really feels as good as it does.
Good point about the all the other groups. And, you know, I was up in Escanaba covering the Sioux-Escanaba game last Thursday, and I thought of that. I was in a commercial break, and I could hear the band playing, the marching band, and you can hear the cheerleaders. And I was like, you know, what's that noise for a second? Because I wasn't used to outside noises, you know, crowd limits and not able to have a band. And it's like, oh, this is back to the football feel and the high school sports feel, because all that is a big part of it as well. Any big changes, Mark, to the year as we should address or as far as you would like to touch on with the MHSAA coming into the new campaign?
You know, we haven't, because of COVID, it really kind of stopped. I think our tinkering with any of the rules and regulations, so much of the last 2.5 years is really about survival, not just season to season, but heck, you know, during some of the tough parts of the pandemic, you know, it was survival week to week or even day to day. And so because of that, I think we've held off on a lot of the new changes just until we got back to a place that felt more normal. I think for your football listeners, the biggest change that they'll see is the high school rule. When it now comes to that quarterback who scrambles outside of the tackle box, they're now allowed to throw the ball away without a receiver being in the area, just like they're able to do now at the NFL and the college level. So once that quarterback's outside the pocket, they can throw the ball away, no receiver in the area, and it's no longer intentional grounding. So for our true football fans out there, that's a change that you'll notice. And then when it comes to winter, the one fairly significant tweak we made was we've increased the number of regular season basketball games from 20, which it's been forever, to 22 starting this winter. And, you know, a big push of mine is I always want to know what the other Big Ten states are allowing their kids to do, because I want to make sure that Michigan kids and our best kids are on equal footing with what kids are in the other Big Ten states. And the number of basketball games that we were allowing, we had gotten behind. And so going from 20 to 22, I know our basketball community with kids and coaches are really excited about that change happening. So those are two that I think are worth noting. But I think in a more big picture look, you know, we just want to get through another year in a normal fashion, and then we can really get back to making some of the tweaks that we normally do.
Last year, Mark, you know, we talked at length about the new playoff system in the MHSAA that was finally implemented last year. COVID delayed it a year, of course, going away from the automatic qualifier of 6 wins in a 9-game season or 5 in an 8-game season. Now it's predicated on strength of schedule. And you know, Mark, lots of controversy when it did come out with the playoff pairings, and some 6-3 teams did not make it into the field. Some below 500 teams did. But I'm noticing as the schools are adjusting to their schedules this year, and it will be continue to be a fluid situation, but you're seeing strength of schedules getting better, and that's pretty much, you know, what has to happen is schools have to adjust to it.
Absolutely, and you know, certainly with your listeners there, you know, the Sioux Area High School was caught right in the middle of that, to where they were a team that, you know, did get to the old 6-win threshold, but because of their schedule, weren't able to qualify. And, you know, certainly, you know, with Escanaba being on the schedule this year, and I think, you know, last night the Sioux was home, I believe, against Grayling. So, you know, those are two bigger schools. And then you go Sheboygan, and I think there's a Canadian school, you know, Ogama Heights, Petoskey. So certainly, you know, that schedule, you know, has gotten better. And then, you know, you've got a small school, but a very good one in St. Francis. So, you know, when we made the strength of schedule change, we knew there would be some growing pains. And the thing is, with a change in scheduling is done 2 and 3 years out. And when you put that, you know, new formula in place, and it's been interesting to see now with some additional lead time how schools have adjusted and changed. And, you know, it hopefully that, you know, those schedules are becoming tougher and tougher. And, you know, and I also am sympathetic to the challenges, for example, that the Sioux has. They're a large school that, you know, is kind of on their own island geographically. There aren't many other similar-sized high schools, you know, around, and that makes travel and scheduling even more problematic. So that's kind of where we're at. I think we still need to give this 2 to 3 years to really see if we're getting the effectiveness in trying to make regular season scheduling easier, not more difficult. And, again, I think some of the changes, Dave, as you even cited for this year, are steps in the right direction.
Another topic I wanted to hit on, Mark, and I've heard you mention this in this debate and, of course, other interviews you've done, and that is the longstanding one about a public school championship against, you know, having that separate from private schools. And I like your thoughts on it. You're, of course, big into data and stats and a data-driven guy. And, you know, really what's eye-popping is the numbers that you've thrown out there about the differences. If you look at it, there's been a lot of more public school champions than a lot of people really want to, you know, talk about, you know, or even if maybe they're not even thinking about it. But the numbers, it really speaks for itself. I've heard you talk about it earlier this summer.
We've got 748 high schools that are members of our organization. Of that number, 78% are traditional public high schools. Being a data nerd, every single year we run the stats for the number of state championships that get awarded, the number of schools that get into the final, so in a dual sport, you know, what two teams are in the final, or in a sport where, you know, like golf or cross country or tennis, who are the teams that finish in the top five. And we run those numbers every year, in the past and again, taking out the COVID year, but our three-year average, approximately 73 to 75%, depending on the year, of our state champions are traditional public high schools. You then go another step further, 75% of our schools that reach the final or finish in the top five are also traditional public high schools. So, you know, I get this, and I realize some sports, in a year to where there happens to be some private schools that win football championships, or private schools have a good year in basketball, and, you know, everybody now wants to talk about separate championships and separate tournaments, but yet every single year in team wrestling, 31 out of the 32 schools that reach our team finals in Kalamazoo are public high schools. 31 out of 32, year after year after year, and I don't hear any hue and cry, well, how can we better help our private schools compete in wrestling or compete in bowling, or, you know, I can give you several other examples. So I know that sometimes it's not popular to be the guy that says you need to take a step back and you need to look at all the data in all sports and really realize that the data suggests that our public schools compete at almost the same percentage of what the membership is of public schools. And I would just encourage folks, we make data-driven decisions. And I understand that those are wonderful conversations over Coca-Colas or, you know, talking about solving, you know, some of the challenges of school sports in Michigan. I just, when folks are having that conversation, just want to offer up that data.
That was Mark Ewell, the executive director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association. And when we return, we'll be back at Applebee's. This is Coach's Corner here on 1230 WSOO. And good morning and welcome back to Coach's Corner as we get ready to close up shop for another corner here at Applebee's on the Business Spur in Sioux, Michigan. And again, they're open for lunch, open at 11 a.m. all the way through the dinner hour and beyond here at Applebee's. They have the full dining room, of course, a real nice sports bar here. They have all the TVs on. The Michigan game for football will start at noon against Colorado State from the Big House. I'll have that on. Of course, the big one tonight, Notre Dame at Ohio State. I'll be watching that one with interest from Columbus and see how the Irish can do against that vaunted Ohio State offensive attack. Before we leave, let's take a look at what's on deck on our family of radio stations at Sovereign Communications. We start, of course, here on WSOO, Detroit Tiger Baseball, tonight, 5:45 of the pregame on Radio Sioux. They host the Kansas City Royals, second of a three-game set. Tigers won last night. Tigers will twirl Michael Pineda to the hill against the Royals' Jonathan Heasley. And don't forget, coming up on Monday, it's the game with Scott Nason, 6 to 8 p.m. over on News Talk 1400, Sioux St. Marie's only local, regional, and national sports show, as Dave McKeag will join Scott Nason in the 6 o'clock hour to talk sports in the north side of the St. Mary's. Butch Davis, co-host and host of Butch on Sports, will be with Scotty in the second hour, part of the roundtable. It's the game on News Talk 1400, Monday nights, 6 to 8 p.m., and you'll want to catch this week's show coming up, or next week's show coming up on Monday. Sioux High Football Friday, the Blue Devils will entertain the Sheboygan Chiefs. Their arch rival kickoff show starts at 6:35 on 1230 WSOO, 1230WSOO.com, and the TuneIn app as well. Coming up on Friday night as the Blue Devils look to get to 3-0 on the season. Thanks to our guests today for coming on Coach's Corner here at Applebee's, and Sioux High Athletic Director Pat Bennin, Executive Director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association Mark Ewell. And a reminder, Coach's Corner will return here at Applebee's here on the I-75 Business Spur in Sioux, Michigan next Saturday at 11:05 a.m. till noon. Replays of Coach's Corner can be heard at podcast.1230wsoo.com. Coach's Corner is a sports presentation at 1230 WSOO. For the gang here at Applebee's, today's broadcast engineer, Matt Pocket, I'm Dave Watson. That will do it for now. Until next time, we are out of here.